the fallout from All Out. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Jock Sampson right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dynamite is in Cincinnati, and it's a homecoming for Jon Moxley. He's set for a match against New Japan's Minoru Suzuki. Also tonight, the Dynamite debut of Ruby Soho. She'll take on Jamie Hayter. Plus, Malakai Black versus Dustin Rhodes. The first ever Three Strikes match was the main event on last night's AEW Dark. Big Swole beat Diamante after Swole snatched a chain away from Diamante, wrapped it around her hand, and hit Dirty Dancing, knocking out Diamante in the third and deciding fall. A clash of Dark Order members on last night's show as Evil Uno beat Allen 5 Angels, and Sunny Kiss returned to AEW TV to attack Joey Janela after Janela had beaten Lee Moriarty.
WWE.
Two title matches on last night's NXT. MSK held onto their NXT tag titles by beating Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch in the main event. After the match, Pete Dunne and Ridge Holland violently cut ties with Lorcan and Burch. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark beat Caden Carter and Casey Catanzaro to retain the NXT Women's Tag Team titles. Mandy Rose, Gigi Dolin, and JC Jane attacked Carter and Catanzaro after the match. Also last night, Kaylee Ray pinned Ember Moon with the Gory Bomb. Santos Escobar beat Carmelo Hayes. The newest members of the Diamond Mine, Julius and Brutus Creed, won their NXT in-ring debuts, and Mei Ying won her NXT in-ring debut. Frankie Monet will challenge Raquel Gonzalez for the NXT Women's Championship on next week's show. There will also be a number one contender match to decide the next challenger for Samoa Joe's NXT Championship. It'll be Tommaso Ciampa versus Kyle O'Reilly versus LA Knight versus Pete Dunne.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor announced two recently released wrestlers will go head-to-head at the Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view. It'll be Jake Atlas versus Taylor Rust. Roxy and Miranda Alice are officially signed on with ROH. Those two women are set to meet in the final of the ROH Women's Championship Tournament at Death Before Dishonor.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion Robbie Eagles is coming to America. He's now announced for the Autumn Attack shows in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on September 25th and 26th. Two title changes in All Japan on Tuesday. Suwama and Shitaro Ishino won the AJPW Tag Team titles from Kento Miyahara and Yuma Aoyagi. And T-Hawk and L. Lindemann won the All-Asia Tag titles from Zeus and Izanagi. The NWA Tag Team Title Eliminator Tournament began on last night's Power. The End beat Jordan Clearwater and Scion, and Sal Renaro and Mims beat Slice Boogie and Marche Rocket. Also, Kylie Ray beat 2D Lynn, and Judeus beat Jeremiah Plunkett. Insane Championship Wrestling's Heavyweight Championship is now vacant. The title was held by NXT UK's Noam Dar, but he is unable to travel to Scotland for ICW shows. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, September 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and share our updates with the wrestling fans in your life. We do appreciate your support. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.